Hello guys, it's Bubu and I hope you're enjoying this music of house. It's a composition, one of them. Weird though. I call that the ancient. Guess why? Okay, nah, I know. It's a little too bad. So maybe we'll hear in the background. And now we'll add the full, oh my god, the full content at the end of the podcast. If I know it works. I hope you're well. We hope you're well. And in Paris, it's... already? It's 8:45 a.m. in the morning. And we are supposedly to be sleeping because of the sunlight, because we are vampires. Ha, ha, ha. Not funny at all. I know, okay. Thank you for those who listened to this. Two last episodes. The first one, actually. This one is the third one. Well, in fact, I think there was... There were only 5 listeners. So thank you my mom. I love mom, I love you for listening. This, my god. And I don't know which are the other ones. Whatever. So. Oh, yesterday I listened to the first the one and the number 2 episode, and I think, oh my god, I sound like I'm at the age of my life, you know. I'm going to attend subside or something like this. And well, it may be like a canvas, you know, a background of me, but you haven't seen The Last of Me. That's Cher, composed by Diane Warren. Hello, Diane, if you listen to us, I don't know, but you may know by Instagram, and maybe you like it. I don't know this time. Whatever. That was name dropping. But in fact, it's true. And... now you haven't seen The Last of Us because I told you it's completely a no commercial podcast. I don't have to sell anything except my soul, us, our souls, and I think we already sold it to the devil, don't we, Bubu? Bubu. Maybe you hear him. I don't know. Yeah, because I sound a little melodramatic, I don't know, with this voice of mine. But at least it's not rework or redub or remastered or something. It's only with my poor iPhone 7 Plus I don't retouch the sound, I do nothing. I don't even know how to do it. I actually. So, I don't know what time is for you now. And maybe you are sleeping, maybe you are working. Oh my god, we are Monday, you know. I was sure we were still on Sunday. And it must be strikes in France, like always. Because in France, you know that they got two favorite stuff to do, things people love to do. One is to see football, not to play because they're too lazy for this. And the strikes. It's my avion. Water. Yeah, you know, always something to complain, you know. Always something. Come on, just be happy to live. And that's only a good thing, you know. I got a point of this. Be happy to live. And in America, a lot of people say, thanks God, my God, thanks God, dear Lord. Blah, blah, blah. And as a child, my parents, my father was Jewish. Unfortunately, he's dead when I was 8 years old. And my mother was still alive, which is 81 years old, is Orthodox. So I couldn't be Jewish because it's via the mother, and they were very intelligent. I mean, they gave me all the books about the Torah, the Bible, every religion's book, real religions, not Scientology. It exists when I was born in 1974, but I couldn't read in 1974, and it wasn't a religion. It's still not a religion. Sorry to offend some of those of you who believe it is, but it's really a scam. Whatever. And so I wrote everything, and I'm on the Quran, and I don't think I believe in God. I'm sure there's something. Of course, there's something. I think there are other planets, that's for sure. I think there are some other persons who live somewhere else, but not on Earth, and other planet. And, well, is there a big... God, is there somebody with a name? It's quite... No, I don't think so. I think there's something, there's an energy, there's... a God. You know, because... well, let's take the Bible. It was written, of course, after God exists, or Jesus was born, because he's telling us the story of it, the ancient, the New Testament, chapter 7, or series 7, sorry, making a joke. But, you know, there is all this message to be careful, to care, to share, to be nice with others, and that's cool, of course. But what's happening on Earth since decades, since centuries, since millennia? Wars, and I know it's very cliche what I'm saying, but if there is a real God, and if he was so powerful, and do you think we let like this tsunami, or I take the last stuff was happening, but Iraq and all the catastrophe in the world and the wars and everything happened. Well, if you talk to that to a priest or something, somebody like somebody from the Catholic Church or whatever church it is, will tell you yes, but God is punishing us for our sins and our sins, and it's we have to forgive, and we have to learn from that. And oh, come on, I just think, you know, we are here for a certain amount of time. We don't know about it, and we don't know what's going to happen in 3 seconds. You know, I can have an heart attack. I can win the lottery, the million, the lotto. No, I can't, because I didn't play. And you know, if there was a God, I think, if there was gods, it's better. I wish there will be proof. There was proof of it, and that we can have a base of support, a material to relate and to say, okay, that exists, and yeah, let's do something, let's be active, let's, but what I really suppose is that from a long, long, long time ago, people needs to have somebody above them, so there was churches or temples or synagogues, and it was maybe a form of therapy for them to go there, because there wasn't social media, there wasn't freedom of speech, freedom of expression, there wasn't shrinks, so how can they confess? The word confess is not the right one, but sorry, that's what my tea infused from mint, Morocco mint, whatever, it's bio. Yeah, they got except their father, if it was still existing, there was nobody to confess to, or to learn to, or to say, is it bad, is it wrong, or so maybe all that was made to make people at ease, and more comfortable, and a way to balance, a way to, I don't know, I'm not I'm not a specialist, as you can hear about that. And I just don't know. That's just my point of view, Boo-Boo's point of view. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but if he's understanding it, but it's only a point of view. I don't want you guys to be shocked by what I'm saying, because it's really sincere. It's not like, oh, I'm telling you this because I'm thinking you are going to act like that or to make a buzz. And how will I make a buzz with 5 listeners? No, it was just to talk about this and to talk about what I feel about. And and what I love in religions, it's all the aesthetics about. I think all the temple, the churches, the synagogue, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's cold, it's mirror, a tinted mirror. I mean, I'm glasses, you know what I mean, the windows and everything, and there's the silence, there's the special smell of sage, I don't know, when you go in it, and it's peaceful, and that's cool. But you know, is it a god? That's a good question, I guess. But, let me finish this with, if I find, the full composition of mine. So I got the right. No censorship, please. That's not from you guys, from the podcast platforms. So I called The Ancients Are Back by me, I guess. Yeah, sure. Let's go. And see you very soon.